Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Astronomy 101 by Carolyn Collins Peterson is an introductory popular science guide designed to make astronomy and space science approachable for general readers, published as part of the ADAMS 100 series. It presents a broad survey of the universe rather than a technical textbook or observing manual. Its scope moves from familiar objects such as the Sun, Moon, planets, and stars to larger structures and theories, including nebulae, galaxies, the Big Bang, black holes, wormholes, and speculative ideas such as warp drive. Peterson, a science writer with experience in astronomy communication and planetarium media, emphasizes clarity, short explanations, and engaging factual summaries. The book is best understood as a guided overview of major astronomical ideas, historical discoveries, and current questions. Its purpose is not to train specialists, but to give curious readers enough conceptual grounding to understand what astronomers study, why the universe behaves as it does, and how scientific knowledge about space has developed over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the solar system as the reader's entry point into astronomy. A central strength of Astronomy 101 is its use of familiar celestial objects as an entry point for larger scientific ideas. The Sun, Moon, planets, asteroids, comets, and other nearby bodies give readers concrete examples before the book moves into more distant or abstract subjects. This approach matters because astronomy can quickly become difficult when it begins with scales that are beyond direct human experience. By beginning with objects that readers can see in the sky or recognize from basic science education, the book builds a practical foundation for later topics. The solar system also introduces essential mechanisms such as gravity, orbital motion, rotation, eclipses, planetary atmospheres, and the influence of solar radiation. These are not isolated facts. They are the working rules that help explain why planets have seasons, why moons orbit, why comets develop tails, and why Earth is unusual but not disconnected from broader cosmic processes. Peterson treats the local cosmic neighborhood as a teaching model, showing how observation of nearby bodies helps scientists infer the behavior of objects much farther away. Secondly, stars, nebulae, and galaxies as connected stages of cosmic structure. The book presents stars, nebulae, and galaxies not merely as separate categories, but as connected parts of the universe structure and evolution. Nebulae are important because they reveal that space is not empty in a simple sense. It contains gas and dust that can become the raw material for star formation. Stars then become engines of light, heat, and chemical production, shaping their surroundings and eventually enriching space when they die. Galaxies place these processes into a much larger framework, showing how stars and nebular material are gathered into immense systems such as the Milky Way. This layered presentation helps readers understand scale. A planet is part of a solar system. A solar system is embedded in a galaxy, and galaxies are distributed across the observable universe. The reasoning behind this structure is educationally important. Readers learn that astronomy is not just a catalog of objects, but an investigation of relationships among matter, energy, time, and gravity. By connecting stellar birthplaces, star life cycles, and galactic organization, the book gives beginners a coherent map of cosmic architecture. Thirdly, cosmology explained through the Big Bang and expanding universe. Astronomy 101 introduces cosmology through major ideas such as the Big Bang and the large-scale development of the universe. For a beginner, the value of this topic is that it reframes astronomy from the study of objects in space to the study of space and time themselves. The Big Bang is commonly misunderstood as an explosion into empty space, but introductory cosmology explains it more usefully as the early hot, dense state from which the observable universe expanded and cooled. A book at this level does not need advanced mathematics to make the concept meaningful. It can show why galaxies, cosmic background radiation, and the distribution of matter are treated as evidence for a changing universe. Peterson uses the primer format to keep attention on the conceptual consequences. The universe has a history. That history can be studied scientifically, and present observations can reveal earlier conditions. This topic also clarifies why astronomy depends on looking back in time. Because light travels at a finite speed, distant objects are seen as they were, making telescopes tools for reconstructing cosmic history. Fourthly, historical discoveries and scientific figures as a framework for progress. The book includes major theories, discoveries, and figures such as Isaac Newton to show that astronomy developed through cumulative scientific progress. This historical dimension is important because it prevents astronomy from appearing as a fixed list of facts. Newtonian gravity, for example, gave scientists a powerful way to describe motion in the heavens and connect earthly physics with celestial behavior. Earlier observational traditions. later telescope discoveries, and modern astrophysics, all show a pattern. Each generation expands the range of what can be measured and explained. In an introductory guide, this context helps readers understand why theories matter. A theory is not a casual guess. In science, it is a structured explanation supported by evidence and capable of being tested against observation. The book also makes clear that discoveries often depend on better instruments as much as better ideas. Telescopes, spectroscopy, space probes, and imaging technologies have changed what astronomers can know. By placing facts within a history of methods and interpretation, Astronomy 101 gives beginners a more realistic picture of science as an evolving process. Lastly, black holes, wormholes, and warp drive as bridges between astronomy and speculation. One reason Astronomy 101 attracts casual readers is its willingness to include dramatic subjects such as black holes, wormholes, and warp drive. These topics sit at different levels of scientific confidence, and the distinction is important. Black holes are well supported by theory and observation. They arise from extreme gravity and are studied through their effects on nearby matter, light, and space-time. Wormholes are more speculative mathematical possibilities within general relativity, often discussed because they raise questions about the geometry of space-time and the limits of travel. Warp drive is still more speculative, associated with theoretical attempts to imagine faster-than-light travel without treating it as ordinary motion through space. In a beginner book, these subjects serve two purposes. They satisfy curiosity about ideas made famous by science fiction, and they demonstrate how real physics constrains imagination. Peterson does not need to resolve these questions in depth to make them useful. Their inclusion shows how astronomy overlaps with astrophysics, relativity, and public fascination with the limits of exploration. In conclusion, Astronomy 101 is best suited to readers who want a broad, readable introduction to space science without the density of a formal textbook. It will be useful for students seeking orientation before a class, adults returning to science after many years, young readers with strong curiosity, and anyone who wants to understand common astronomical terms with more precision. Its practical benefit is conceptual organization. Readers can connect everyday sky objects with larger subjects such as stellar evolution, galaxies, cosmology, and extreme space-time phenomena. Its intellectual benefit is that it encourages scientific curiosity while keeping claims at an introductory level. Compared with many astronomy books, it stands out for its compact primer style and wide topical range. It is not primarily an observing handbook, and it is not designed for advanced mathematical treatment. Instead, it functions as a curated survey that reduces barriers to entry. The combination of familiar solar system material, historical context, visual and factual emphasis, and attention to popular advanced topics gives it a distinctive place among beginner astronomy guides. Readers who later want deeper study will still need more specialized books, but Astronomy 101 provides a clear starting map of the field. If you would like to support Carolyn Collins Peterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.